Hey, what up? It's Ruby. And I wanted to just, I don't know, man. I sometimes have a plan and know what I would like to discuss, and then I hit record and my mind is going like all over the place, because like, will I be able to make this last an hour? Because I know that's what people want. I don't freaking know. I don't know. But I was walking around the house this morning and I was just kind of like thinking about stuff and talking out loud here and there. And I just have all these things to say. So I thought, why not, and record, because maybe it's worth sharing. So hi, it's a Monday morning and I'm at the crib. It looks like a sunny day. There's no clouds that I can see. The sky looks a pretty light blue. There are still very bare looking trees here in Connecticut, except for the pine trees, but I don't see much bloom yet. But the weather should be decent today. I see someone walking outside right now. They have a jacket on, so they're pretty like fully clothed. So that tells me, you know, it's probably on the chilly side still, but I think it's gonna be like mid 60s today, even close to 70 degrees. I don't think it'll be quite 70, but that's really nice. Today, I am just hanging out at home. I have no actual plans on running any errands. Like, I guess I do have some errands that I could run. I could go to the bank and withdraw money in the form of quarters. I usually go to the bank and request like $20 to $30 worth of quarters to be withdrawn so that I can do my laundry. I am running low on quarters. I don't know if I could do another load with the quarters that I have here. So that's something I can do, but I'm not in a rush to do that necessarily. As long as I have enough socks and underwear and like, you know, clothes to make up an outfit for me to wear, like, I'm good. And thankfully, I have set myself up where that is possible. And I don't have to go buy clean underwear or anything like that. Yeah, it's just a matter of just like washing what I do have, but I'm not in a rush. I'll do that in the next couple days or so. I could probably go to the bank before class tonight. I do have class tonight. And guess what, everybody? This is my last week of ironworker training. Today specifically is my last official class. Wednesday is our last official day. And we're just gonna not really focus on classwork necessarily. We're just gonna hang out, do like a potluck type of thing, and soak up everything that we have done up to this point. And the fact of the matter is, we no longer have to set foot into our union hall as apprentices anymore. We have our journeyman test next Friday. So in another week, I will take my final ironworker journeyman exam and I will officially be a journeyman ironworker. I have been doing this for the last 4 years. And when I tell you, it has been quite the feat for me. And I am just so happy and proud of myself. It's a huge deal. And I'm so excited. I am so excited. And I have like a lot of emotions about it. Like I need to celebrate. I need to celebrate. I need to be celebrated. I did this and I wanted to and I finished and I did it. And what's next is unknown. It's unknown, but I have been equipped with a set of skills that I'm just so proud to have, and no one can take away from me. I have all these tools. So get this. Right now, I am sitting on my couch in the living room and laid out all across the floor are tools. I have a bucket with a bucket liner. It's basically just like this sleeve that goes over a 5-gallon bucket. You see them at Home Depot or Lowe's, like they sell them because there's just a good thing to have doing construction. You can transport so many things with a bucket this size. You can put tools in there. You can put freaking anything in there and then, like, you know, send it up high so that people can, like, you know, grab what you're sending and, like, whatever. It's really good to have. So I have a bucket with a bucket liner with a bunch of tools in that. And then I have just like all these other tools just laid out, because as a part of our journeyman exam, we have to pass a written test. It has 150 questions. So that makes it, you know, more likely for you to get a high score, because, you know, 150 out of 100% score, you know, like if you get 50 wrong, you're still going to get like a pretty decent score. If you get 70 wrong, okay, like then maybe yikes, but that's a lot to get wrong. You know what I mean? So anyway, it's 150 questions, multiple choice, maybe some fill in the blanks or true or false, or I don't know what the heck. And then there, we have to show the people like judging us, for lack of a better word. I don't know what these people are called. They're gonna basically just like conduct the freaking exam. I don't know. We have to show them all our tools, and there's a tool list and specific tools that we need up to this point. Like we're expected to have to do the job that we do. And there are a lot of them, let me tell you. There are a lot of special tools that you kind of make up as you go as well, because you just find that it makes your job easier, just like a specific thing. But there are a lot, because we do ornamental work, we do structural work, we weld, we have all of these different aspects of our trade. So yeah, like we, up until this point, should have collected all of these, and we need to show that. So the list has been sent to us many times, and I'm just like taking my time with figuring out, you know, like, okay, like what do I have here, and then what do I still need to get, because I haven't done everything in regards to ironworking. I have done most of it, but not every aspect of it. Like, I've never been sent to a rebar job. So I have the tools. I think I need to get another one that I lost on another job. I knew that I should have, it was worth it for me to like go back to get it, but whatever. I never did. So yeah, anyway. So yeah, I'm just kind of like sitting in this mess. This is probably day 3 of all these tools being laid out here, because since I've been at home for a couple months now, going on month 3. This is probably month 3 of me being laid off. And it's been amazing. I have a ballpark idea of when I'm going back to work. Hopefully that date doesn't get pushed back further, because it is a little later than I hoped for. It's later than a few of us have been hoping for. I think we've, you know, we're kind of ready to just like get the ball rolling again. So I'm most likely, I don't, you know, things can change, okay? But most likely I'm going to work on the next wind turbine project down in New London. I worked on the very first one last year. That project consisted of pre-assembling 12 wind turbines and sending it offshore. This next one will be 60 plus, I think like 60, around 60. So that's a lot more than the first one, you guys. A lot more wind turbines. So it'll be a little longer of a project. Maybe there'll be a break. There will be breaks. Excuse me. There will be breaks in between. But like the last one took like 7 months for 12 turbines. I have no idea how long it'll take for 60. You know what I mean? So I am just straight up chilling until I go back to working a lot of hours. And I mean, I considered so much because it's a great deal for me to work as long as I worked down there, living where I live. I live an hour away from New London, and I would work 12 hours a day on our like longest days. Sometimes 10 hours, sometimes 8, but those were more rare than our 12-hour days. And we were scheduled every single day when we were like going hard. And it cost me a lot. It cost me a lot of like beauty sleep. It cost me a lot of free time. I didn't have any, and I still was able to, whenever possible, make time for the people closest to me. Like, I've been an apprentice this whole time, and we have a couple classes a week at night, and I still had to go. I was allowed to work my whole shift. Like, I didn't have to leave early to make it to class and complete my hours that way. I was allowed to work my whole shift, and then whenever I would get out safely, make it to class so that, you know, my attendance would be accounted for. So that was the deal. And because our school is in Hartford, my mom lives in Hartford, I would visit her at times, like after school for a little while, so we can talk and just like see each other. I would do that, and like I wouldn't want to, because what the heck, like I am over here doing more than a lot of people that I know. And on top of that, you know, making sure that the quality time with my loved ones happens at all. Birthdays, like I've made it to like friends, like birthday stuff. I made it to a wedding on a Sunday, like that's our like big money day. And I made that sacrifice because, you know, there are just special moments that to me matter more than money. Money, I'm always going to make money. And I don't know, sometimes I just want to like not be in work clothes all the time. So if there's an event for me to go to, you know, something to celebrate, like I like doing that. So that is a really good segue into, like, maybe you won't see the ease of transition, but what I was kind of just like walking around my household thinking about and talking about out loud to myself right before I started recording was like, I guess like the amount of responsibilities people has is indicative to what, not even the amount, because you can be responsible for a lot, but if you aren't responsible in various areas of things, if you don't have, if you didn't assign yourselves certain responsibilities, if they weren't assigned to you, you aren't conscious of what that entails. Just in general, just generally speaking, you can apply this to work, you can apply it to your relationships, you can apply it to how your household is run, like all of this stuff. If you aren't usually responsible for a certain area, you're not responsible to handle certain things, you are very less likely, like you're not likely to be conscious of what it entails. That's pretty straightforward, right? I'm sure many would agree with me. You usually don't handle a thing, someone else does. So you don't know how to, you don't know what it entails. You don't know how much time it would cost you. You don't know what you have to like pick up or put down or whatever to do the thing. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't be conscious of it. And I've seen that in my closest relationships. In like a few friendships of mine. And I'm trying to give myself grace and I'm trying to give others grace because, you know, what people don't know, they don't know. And then I have blamed myself too for maybe like training others in having ease in certain things because I am more responsible. So others, you know, would by proximity benefit certain stuff being taken care of. And listen, sometimes I don't knock it. Like, people are just gonna benefit a lot from simply knowing you. Like sometimes that just is what it is. It is a huge, you are gonna be a huge asset to people just because they freaking know you, man. It is what it is. Like I know that for for example, my parents, I had to help them out financially with a couple of things. And let me tell you, I'm glad that I was able to. And I think that, you know what, I am happy for my parents that they have me as their child to help them out with those things. But it's such a privilege for people to be adults and they still get the financial assistance from their parents if they ever need it. Because it's certainly, I can't say that my parents like don't help me at times. My mom does when she can. But like to the extent that I have needed at times, I couldn't count on my parents to help me out with certain stuff. So yes, things like that, like sometimes, like even my parents like benefit greatly from just having me as just from being like my parent. Like they benefit greatly from being my parent out of like maybe potentially being someone else's parent. They wouldn't benefit as much because they would have to handle more. You know what I mean? I hope you're following. And then when in friendships, it happens everywhere. Like, that's why they say networking is so important, like having connections is so important, and it's really who you know, because you can get into a lot of doors with way more ease by simply knowing who you know, by simply just being in the right place, right time. Like, it's freaking who you know, man. And I gotta tell ya, I'm trying to, like, I like that I'm able to see that. Like, I can zoom out and see a bigger picture. I like that I'm able to see that right now. What I do wanna work on is the grace that I give others and the grace that I give myself, because I do beat myself up for, like I was mentioning before, for training, like without me knowing, but like I have trained people in my life to not really worry about certain things because like I'll take care of it. But when I think people get used to that, and then when I'm unable or unwilling or not available or whatever, when I need to like explain, like they're not, like they won't, I find myself like needing to over explain myself, and I resent it. I resent over-explaining to me what are simple things, but to others, they won't understand because they just don't get it, because they typically or usually don't handle that area. They don't know, they don't get it. And I do resent that, unfortunately. I do. I need people to like get it. And what is it? What is it? It's just, you know, like we're adults. Like, I don't know how old you are, listener, but I'm 36 years old. And when they say age ain't nothing but a number, like not on some pedophile shit, but it really is, because you can be someone that's in their early 20s and have gone through a lot of stuff, and you just have those experiences and they've matured you in a way that, you know, just sets you apart from people that haven't gone through as much. And I guess at the age that I'm at right now, it's interesting to me that, like, I know that I've gone through so much, and I know that others haven't gone through the same things I've gone through. I haven't gone through what everyone else has gone through. You know, we go through different things, but I really resent having to over-explain myself. I do. Oh my gosh. It's like, really? Like, why don't you get this? And I need to work through that, you know, because I need to have more compassion, and I need to give compassion to myself, because, again, like, I would blame myself a bunch for, you know, like, I legit train a lot of people in my life to just count on me for things, because I'm so responsible. But like, I really need people in my life to be on their like responsible-ish too. I really do. Like, okay, enjoy your life, like, okay, but like, people just, I don't know, like, people just really do whatever the heck they want, and think that that's okay. And it don't be okay. I don't know. Like, yes, it's okay. Life is short. Do whatever you want. But also, it's not okay. And also, why do you think you can do whatever you want? I don't know if this is like a super serious topic. I'm laughing because, like, the audacity of people thinking that they can literally do whatever you want. You know that that's not how life works, right? Like, you know that you have to work hard, right? You know that maybe other people have it easier, but you know, like, I don't have anything worth having, you have to work hard for it. And I realize that people that probably are more privileged than me, you know, like, maybe to this day, like, can count on maybe family members to help them out if they're ever in a bind. Maybe there's others that just have been, like, very lucky, like, circumstantially in their life, and they've come into a lot of wealth. And that's just, like, what's that saying, like, about luck? It's like being lucky. It's like where opportunity meets. What is that saying? Like, you have to work hard to earn things still and then become lucky, basically. I think everyone, let me Google that. Hold on. What is luck? Let's see. What? Luck. When opportunity meets, I forgot the other word. Oh. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. So, boom. There's work in preparation. There are skills, knowledge, like, information that you need to collect, have collected, however long it takes you, right? It could be quick, it could be long, years of working at something, and then you get your opportunity and it's just magic. I still see work in there. There's still work in that equation. And I think that people don't want to work at things. And where my resentment comes is where I guess I'm just being misunderstood. And I have to work to have someone else understand. And would they still understand? Because they're not as responsible as me. Like, they don't see what I do day in and day out. And I don't see what others do day in and day out. I don't know what other people prioritize. But at the end of the day, I am seeing more clearly when I'm not prioritized, and I flat out require it. I just do, for my own development as a human being, because time is so valuable to me, and I have things to do, okay? Like, I have things to do for myself, for just how I want to live my life. I want to, yes, help others, no, I don't want to train people on how responsible I am. I don't want that. I don't want that. But I do want to just add sweetness to people's lives. I want to uplift others. If I can just, like, you know, easily unburden someone, like, I want to do that. I want to do that. But I want to do that because I hope that others will pay it forward and, like, the world will be a better place. That's why I want to do that. I don't want to do that so that people are just using me. Like, I realize, like, I'm a pretty cool person to know and to have around. Like, I'm smart. I am not ugly. So I'm, like, nice to look at. I am funny at times. I care about people. And I like to have good conversations. I have several interests, and I think that makes me interesting. But I don't want to be used, you know? And I feel like I don't want to be kept around just because of those things. I want to be put first because I put others first. It's really nothing for me to put another person first. I will, like, move things around if I can, so that I can help someone, so that so that someone feels special, so that someone feels loved, so that, like, it's easy for me. But I need to be put first. That's where I see a lot of my relationship dynamics fall short. And that sucks. That really sucks. Like, I used to have all of these friends when I was younger, and I have a lot less now. Like, we promote and, like, demote people in our lives continuously. And I have demoted a lot of people from certain significance. And that sounds so shitty, but it's true. And, like, others have done it to me. You know, it is what it is. But it's just, it's like, dude, like, knowledge is really something. And anyway, I don't expect people to be perfect at all. I know that I have some high standards. I do. And it's not, like, materialistic stuff. And I do like things. I appreciate the quality of things, like, you know, tangible objects, because they add joy to me. Their functionality makes my life more, and, you know, easier, pleasant, enjoyable, whatever. Like, I like clothes, I like interior design, I like, you know, I like things. What was my point with that? Let me remember. What was I trying to get with that? Why did I mention things? I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. I apologize. I don't know how I got distracted because I didn't I don't know. I'm just looking out the window. Oh, high standards. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. I don't even want to get into that, because then that makes me think about the internet and social media and then dating and like women having high standards and then these are their standards and blah, blah, blah. I guess I just set my, I put some high standards on myself for the type of life I want. And like, that is indicative of like what my interests are, and they're all over the place. I like learning. I like beauty. So in liking beauty, I love ornate stuff. I like, you know, how I decorate a space. I love nature. I love, you know, I appreciate the peace and tranquility of like a brook, or, you know, a sunny, peaceful day at the beach, or like hiking and going to the top and like admiring the view. And with all of those things, it takes effort. Like, in order to hike a tall mountain, you know, you should be in pretty good shape. And, you know, you should dress comfortably. And like, that takes preparation, you know, like, how do you know how to dress like to hike a mountain? Like, some people don't even know that. Some people don't even freaking know what to put on their feet, what to bring with them. Like, they'll do this whole big thing. And it's just like, I guess if you need all those things, but you know, you don't necessarily need all those things. You do need some things. Like, maybe you need a snack if you're like a diabetic. Maybe you need like your 5 gallons of water if you want to carry that, and if you're that thirsty and like whatever. I don't freaking know. But like, some people don't even know what they need. Like, it's important for you to know what you need to go on a hike. And that entails you practicing and like going on several hikes for you to figure it out. Like, do you need your chapstick? Do you need your phone? Do you need comfortable shoes? Do you need comfortable socks that won't bunch up? Do you need a jacket? Do you need a hat? Do you need a map? Do you need a whistle? Do you need an umbrella? Do you need a waterproof backpack? Do you, I don't know. Like, you will find out when you practice. Do you need a stroller? Do you need a tent? Do you need like, all these things you figure out for the type of experience you want, and it takes practice. I just know that if you want to be good at stuff, and I always want to be good at stuff, I would consider myself a pretty competitive person, because I technically, if I want to partake in anything, I want to win. I want to do good at it. And I know that if I've never done something before, I can't expect, like, I would like to be naturally good at it. But if I'm not, then I'm not like a sore loser. But I know that just means that I'm going to have to work extra hard at it. And I think that comes from also how I grew up, when I grew up. I was a kid in the 90s. And people wouldn't be given like trophies or awards or certificates for just subpar anything. Like, you get it if you won third, second, or first place. If you won fourth place, you're not getting no fucking type of medal. Excuse me for the cursing. You're not getting a trophy. You're not getting a certificate. You don't get a fourth place certificate. You get a third place. That's something. You get a second place, that's something. But first place, like, that's dope. You did better than the best three. So that's cool. And that just made me think about Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and Drake and all of that. That's so funny, you guys. But that's life right there. Like, you can be on top and just not even have it in you when you're tested to do well. Like, you've done well this whole time, and then when you are tested, like, you just freaking fumble hard. And that's what J. Cole did by legit stepping into the ring and then saying, I don't feel good about this. I made a mistake. Like, are you freaking serious? Are you freaking serious? You're bowing out right now? That's ridiculous. I know that I'm just different, dude. Like, okay, I say I have high standards. I guess I just have this tenacity. Like, I know that life is hard sometimes. It just is, and you know what? You gotta just handle that. And when, and I can just tell where others are super privileged in not having to handle certain things, and that's what sets them apart from others that are just more equipped. And I want to be equipped, and I think that's why my life has been so challenging, because I've been through a lot, I've been wounded a lot, and I have a lot to heal from, and I will like continue healing from things throughout my whole journey and walk of life. But I appreciate all of this character building, because it pays off. And you know, where others fall short, that should be a lesson. That should be a learning experience. And I want people to do just that. I want people to learn their lessons. And I will leave them to do that, because it's either about time, or I need them to do that so that they can love me better, so that they can love others better. And maybe that's a message for you for some reason. Maybe it's not just, you know, that's why I wanted to come here and talk, because it's super general. I did not even give like a full on example about anything, because I'm still like sorting through stuff that bother me in my like relationships. I'm still sorting through them. So I don't necessarily want to specifically like say what freaking like made me furious yesterday, but I was totally furious yesterday about something. But it's like a relationship I care about, and hopefully we can like grow through this, you know. But yeah, I really need people to just learn their lessons, and I need to keep on learning my lessons. I need to keep on being challenged and tested so that I know that I can pass and just be better and be different and be new and be authentic, because I want to be me. I want to live my truth. I want to continue being as interested in what I'm interested in, or even more so, I want to be more interested in the things that I like. I want to give more time to what I'm interested in, because I think it's so easy to make friends when you're younger, because, you know, you're in school with them or you work together. So that proximity, just like it's just natural for you to grow closer to people because you just spend so much time in the same environment, and you have that in common. You know, you have that job, that place, that workplace in common, that work culture in common. You're in it together. You have that school environment in common. You know, the same activities, you're there, and you know, you guys have that in common. You're there together. And in adulthood, like, of course you can have friendships, same thing, like in the workplace, whatever. If you're still a student somewhere, like, you know, you have, you're reaching, you're working towards like the same goal. So you have that in common with people. But as you grow older, you know, your friendships are going to change. And, you know, you finish the thing, you know, you leave the job, you graduate the school, you graduate the program, you whatever. And then you no longer have the same things in common anymore. You have different goals. You have different aspirations. You are in different work environments, different environments altogether. And, well, you know, you're gonna still, are you going to still be as close? I don't know. Yeah, you can. You don't have to. I don't expect people to be like me. But I also don't want to realize that what other people prioritize is not what I prioritize. That's the thing. And if it conflicts, that's where I need to make a decision. If I'm going to put down what I want to prioritize for the sake of the closeness that I want with certain individuals, or if I'm going to continue prioritizing what I want to, what's important to me, and then have to let a lot of things go, and that is okay. It's an okay thing, because, well, it's just a matter of freaking compatibility, I guess. Compatibility. And what is just gonna work. That applies for so much, right? And it takes a lot of effort. And the thing about me, like, I have learned that I need to make sure that I'm always good, no matter what. And I have to move accordingly. I have to say yes to things. I have to say no to things, blah, blah, blah. But I also want, you know, when I like other people, I want them in my life. So I have put things down so that it can happen. But I require that reciprocity. When it's called for. And people just need to be aware of it when it's called for. And being aware of it is like
putting the work in to yourself and all the things that you're responsible for and what you prioritize. And when you have great responsibilities in a lot of areas, you're gonna know. You're just gonna have that awareness. And you will get it. So I need you to get it. I need everyone to get it, you guys. Like, please have it click in your mind. I think many episodes ago, I talked about responsibility being sexy, and it is. It is. Other people can think other things are sexy. Like, oh, they smell good and they look good. Cool. That's sexy. They just look sexy. And they smell sexy. But is that sustainable for the long run? And will that always make your wee wee hard and your nani moist? Will it always for the long run? And I don't know about you, but as for me, I crave more depth in my relationships, more meaning. I don't care for devoting a lot of my time to just surface level interactions with others. I would like to keep that to a minimum and devote most of my time to really important things. I think my health is important. I think health is important. I want to be like, you know, I want to allocate things so that my time is used the most optimal way possible. And listen, I feel like I don't do much, but I do at the same time. Like, I do a great deal to keep what I have, to use what I have, to enjoy what I have. If I want more, then I will do a great deal to get more. But what I have, I worked so hard for. And I need you to get it. I need you to get it for yourself. I need you to get that there are people in your life that have been doing this, and it's just a weight lifted off their shoulders if you understand, you know, like, it's just so awesome to connect with others in that way when you can have that compassion. Because let me tell you, you're not going to have compassion to others if you haven't gone through stuff. But when you go through stuff, you'll have it. When others have gone through stuff, like, they're going to have it for you. I think it's just like a win-win. And it's not about like being bonded with others through like trauma and stuff like that. I think you have to innately navigate that in a healthy way as much as possible. so that you don't stay freaking sad, you know, so you don't stay paralyzed. I don't want you people to be stuck or just freaking like not well in certain dynamics because, you know, oh, someone knows about your pain and deals with the same pain. Like, listen, you have to grow through, you have to go through it. You have to go through it. And you will get to the other side. And it's in that space where you can, like, just find so much love for yourself. And spread it. 'Cause it'll just, like, radiate. It'll, like, beam out of you. It takes work. It takes work because, you know, a lot of people aren't going to get it. And it could cost you a lot. So just be careful out there. But I'm glad that I'm approaching the hour mark, and I just remembered that, you know, today's a big deal. Today's my last class of iron worker training. And I'm gonna see my ex there. Maybe he'll be absent, and that'll be pretty, you know, I wonder. Life is crazy like that, you know. And you don't know why things happen, but that has been quite challenging for me, let me tell you. I haven't opened up about that much here because I'm still like, I think maybe for the next one I'll talk about it. I don't know. It depends. But that's been tough. This has been my last year as an apprentice, and I had to go through it having an ex that I worked with and saw at work, that I saw on his phone wallpaper that he moved on after him and I split with another girl, that on social media he shared photos of them together on vacation. And it made me so freaking sick that I had to, like, unfollow him off of social media finally. And had to, like, see him at school. Like, so many people don't realize the agony and how it freaking ate me alive for all of this time. And on top of my studies and focusing on work and moving on, like, that really impaired me. Like, it really hurt. So today's like a big deal for that chapter to end, at least the school part, because I will probably see him in other places, but who freaking knows, maybe not anymore, because I now don't have to watch, you know, what he shares online. I never had to, but I'm glad that I did that for myself. Wish me luck today. It's a big deal for me. You probably won't listen to this like on the very day, but wish me luck either way, because I'm embarking in a whole new journey. I forgot to tell you what the date is. Today is April 15th. 2024, and it's a Monday, and it's still morning time. It's 10:40. I had my coffee, I had water, I haven't eaten yet. I'll eat at some point in a little bit, I don't know. And then I have class later.